From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries, which are on opposite sides in the Syrian war. French President Francois Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terrorist attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces of law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall, and all 130 people were killed and well over 300 were wounded. Pope Francis has praised Uganda for its response to refugees on the second leg of his Africa tour. Of the 500,000 refugees in Uganda, many have fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as South Sudan. This is VOA News. At least 21 people were killed, dozens others injured in a suicide attack near Nigeria's second-largest city of Kano. A suspected suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of the annual Shia Muslim procession. The second bomber was detained before he could detonate himself and was being questioned. No claim of responsibility was made for the bombing, but radical Sunni Muslim group Boko Haram has been blamed for violence in northeast Nigeria over the past 6 years. The group wants to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria. Meantime, the Global Terrorism Index says Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Malian authorities have arrested two men in connection with the terrorist attack there that killed 22 people at that upscale Bamako hotel. Katerina Hoya is in Bamako with details.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found at a hotel led to the arrest of two Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the two suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blue Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the two uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the two gunmen killed during the siege. Katerina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi Arabia-led coalition of targeting civilians in Yemen, saying the kingdom and its supporters in the West have failed to provide answers over the killing of civilians. A report released by HRW said neither Saudi Arabia nor the United States, which has provided intelligence and logistical assistance for the attacks, has launched an investigation into civilian deaths. United Nations says about 5,700 people have been killed in the fighting there, including more than 2,600 civilians. UN said the about two-thirds of the civilian casualties were killed by airstrikes. China has sentenced three human rights activists to harsh prison terms for participating in an anti-censorship protest in 2013. Rights groups in Western nations have repeatedly expressed concern about Chinese President Xi Jinping's broad campaign to crack down on dissent among journalists, activists, and scholars. And here in the U.S., hundreds of protesters blocking store entrances, clogging traffic in Chicago's downtown to protest the shooting death of an African-American teenager by a white policeman last year and the city's handling of the case.
That's the latest world news from VOA.